team's been together for quite a while now, but I'll see. It counts. What are you hoping to learn about your team, or are you curious about your team that, you know, you can only see once the things start for real?
For sure. I think team has been around each other quite a bit during the summer. Great open gym, a great preseason, but now the regular season starts, and this is where you get really to test our team and our strengths and also our limitations. And this is going to be a year of learning for us. This is going to be a year for us to compete. This is going to be a year for us to show a lot of growth. And everything that our team is doing so far is leading to conclusions to be very excited about this season.
What were some of the points of emphasis with the squad going into this, knowing that Atlanta's going to be trying to do a similar style of play as you guys?
We got to be focused on us more than anything. They do want to play a similar style of basketball, and they did a really good job last season with pace and playing in transition. Obviously, they made some signings and trades, and I think they're a better team this season than last season. I also believe that we are a better team this year than last season. And for us, it's going to come down to margins. Like, we got to show more commitment to our identity, really focus on us and what we need to do on both ends of the floor.
Does opening night feel a little bit different than all the other nights? And if so, in what ways?
I mean, you work for a long time. There is a lot of emotions. You're getting ready for the start of 82 games along journey, and so obviously everybody's just so excited to for season to start. That's why we're here. We love to compete. We love to go out there and grow and learn. So it's going to be great for us.
Quinn was just saying he's hung out with you in Belgrade. Any wild stories you want to share?
No, not wild stories, but it was great. Quinn came to visit, and we spent 7 days in Belgrade. You know, we were going from one spot to another spot, to coffee shop, to that coffee shop. We had probably like 300 pages of diagrams and text and everything that we drew down. And, we were thinking about to write a book about pick and roll. Ended up being like one article for FIBA magazine. It was great memories. You know, after all of those 7 days, I did not want to ask him, like, what does he think about Belgrade? We were heading to the airport, and he starts counting Seattle, New York. I was like, what is he doing? And he says, Belgrade, top 5 cities in the world. He really enjoyed it.
Coach, we saw Partizan play a preseason game at Taj Mahal Park just a few weeks ago, and they played one actually in a couple of years ago. It looks crazy in there with the flares going and all that. Do you think one day we might see an NBA preseason game at Taj Mahal Park?
I think that would be amazing. I think that whole area of ex-Yugoslavia is basketball mecca in Europe. A lot of amazing players, coaches. There is so much love and tradition there. Unfortunately, to this day, there was not an NBA team that that played over there. So I think it would be amazing for globally for the people to see that, to enjoy atmosphere like that, for players to experience like that. I think it's for me, it's a no-brainer.
Is there any further update on Colin?
He's progressing really well. We'll see. He did some additional tests today. We'll see if he's going to be clear for full contact tomorrow, but he's not participating tonight.
Darko, when you prepare for this Hawks team, how different is it when you are facing Porzingis now at the 5 instead of Capella, especially with Trey's pick and roll?
Right, it is a different dynamic for sure. Trey Young, for years, he was in pick and rolls when he had great lob threats. Porzingis can do that, plus he can pop and be all the way from four-point line, be a threat to shoot a three, and also he's great in ISO, so there is a special dynamic there. I think that those two guys, they're playing together, they're going to start to know each other much better and to take advantages of anything the defense throws at them. So I think there's going to be a really good pick and roll duo this season.
how many of those pages of pick and rolls in Belgrade do you think you're going to shoot tonight?
quite a few.
Thanks very much, everyone.